Good afternoon, all. It is 1:30 PM on Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. And time to reconvene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Toni Olson, Board President. To my right, we have Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, our Vice President. To my left, Commissioner Sid Logan, Board Secretary. Further to my right, we have John Harlow, CEO General Manager, Ann Spangler, General Counsel. Hey, my apologies. Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Assistant Clerk of the Board, Jenny Winch, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzer, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please remember to turn off your phones or other electronic devices during the meeting. Copies of the agenda are available at the Deputy's Clerk's table at the entrance. Commissioners, do we have any items or changes to this afternoon's agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Mr. Harlow, changes?
No.
Thank you. Comments from the public this afternoon will be agenda item 3. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on the listed agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from sign-up cards located with the Deputy Clerk of the Board near the door. If joining us by Zoom, please click raise hand or dial *9 by phone. Attendees will be called upon to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, spell your name, and where you are from. We will now move on to the flag salute. Would you please join me in the flag salute?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And one last item of instruction. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second with this board, and that ensures that all issues can come to the floor for discussion. We will now move on to agenda item 2, recognitions and declarations. Consideration of a resolution recognizing the observance of the week of October 3, 2022 through October 7, 2022 as Customer Service Appreciation Week. And I'll ask Commissioner Stenzel and our secretary to read the resolution.
A resolution recognizing the observance of the week of October 3rd, 2022 through October 7, 2022 as Customer Service Appreciation Week. Whereas National Customer Service Week was established by the International Customer Service Association in 1988 and proclaimed a national event by the U.S. Congress in 1992 to be celebrated on the first full week in October. And whereas the main purpose of celebrating Customer Service Appreciation Week is to recognize the contribution, benefits, and great service provided by customer service professionals, and whereas exceptional customer service is one of the district's corporate initiatives and is practiced throughout all departments in the district, and whereas the district wishes to recognize and celebrate the achievements and outstanding service provided to district customers by the customer service department, as well as all other district employees over the past 12 months. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commission of Public Utility District No. 1 of Snohomish County that the week of October 3rd, 2022 through October 7th, 2022 is recognized and designated as Customer Service Appreciation Week to honor and celebrate district employees for the outstanding customer service.
Thank you. I will now call for a motion.
I
I move approval.
We have Derek Herman here is available. Should we have any questions?
Commissioners?
No, I haven't. I think it's really important that we're celebrating this.
Did we have any activities? Did we celebrate it last week?
No food? Do you have food? Usually they put on a good spread.
Yes, Commissioners, Derek Herman, Customer Service Senior Manager. Yeah, we do have activities planned next month, the first week of October, for opportunity to come in the office and celebrate and meet in person, have some time to enjoy, just getting to talk to one another. Also, we just try to do little things. As you know, it's one of the few times where we really can sit, come together and focus on recognition for all the great work that our customer service group does, and top to bottom, from the CSRs talking to customers on the phone, those in the offices, those who support them. It's really, really wonderful.
Thank you. No food.
Not on me, sorry.
And obviously, I was confused and thought it was always a party in October, so I don't know what's going on.
But I will make sure that I inform the commission of any food that Mary will be
having. They're the greatest bakers.
Yeah.
I always look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I suspect there will be some food. The celebration begins in October.
Let's see. Do we have anyone in the queue? Either, I don't know which one of you to look at. Anyone in the queue or virtually? All right, great. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. I will now move on to agenda item 3, comments from the public. Do we have anyone in the audience or with us virtually that would like to make a comment to the board? And I do have Mr. Keeler. Let's turn in a card. Please go to the podium. It's good to see you, Mr. Keeler.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have two items this afternoon. My name is Stephen Keeler. Last name is K-W-E-L-E-R. Resident of Edmonds. I have two items for presentation this afternoon. The first item is a 3-page article recently from the Wall Street Journal. And I'm presenting it to you simply as homework. I'd like you at your opportunity to study it. And you certainly may critique it. I'll get back to it in the future. I'm somewhat disappointed in the article. And we'll talk about why. The author's credentials are on the last page on top. So that's this one. My main focus this afternoon is the second handout. Just a 1-pager, and it's in landscape mode. This is a copy of a portion of the New York Times front page. And if you look, you'll note that it was the June 24, 1988 edition. The article in question that I'm interested in is in the upper left corner. It's titled "Global Warming Has Begun, Expert Tells Senate." And as you might read down, you'll see the expert is a Mr. James Hansen of NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. He was quite busy then with his agenda, and that has not abated. And by that, I do have one example. I want to read one short paragraph to you. And this paragraph is from an online newsletter titled GRIST, G-R-I-S-T. And again, this article is referring to Hansen's warning was prescient, and his predictions were scarily accurate. Every county and every U.S. state has warmed significantly. since then. Sea level rise is accelerating. Heavier rains are falling. Countless species of the plants and animals are struggling to adapt. I'm not so sure about his agenda. 30 plus years later, I think it's important that we review some current climate science and see what it has to or may have to say about these predictions. In closing, I would say to each of the commissioners, please remember, consensus is not science. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kuber.
Welcome.
We have Gayla. Good afternoon, Gayla.
Good afternoon, commissioners. It's nice to see you all. Yes, I'm starting to feel a little bit like a broken record since this will be the third request that I have made to SNOPUD that we as a utility district better prepare for an all-electric future. In contrast to your negative response when I've requested commitment to increasing solar, wind, and other non-fossil fuel electricity generators, and around the country, public and private utility companies agree that they will need significant increases in electricity, and they are planning now and building solar farms and wind farms and looking at new kinds of non-fossil fuel electricity generators and on land that's not useful for other purposes. I'm again asking SNOPUD to add new non-fossil fuel electricity generators such as solar and wind farms to their IRP in recognition of the major increases in electricity that will be expected. As you know, we've got increases in electric cars, and we're with the new requirements from the State Building Code Board, we are moving away from natural gas in buildings, and that means more electricity required as well. I do not believe that the current IRP significantly plans for the amount of additional electricity that we are needing. And I beg you to look at it and come up with ways that we can add solar farms to unused land and maybe wind farms as well, and maybe some new kind of non-fossil fuel that we have not discovered as yet. This PUD is very creative. I'm sure they can come up with what will actually work. And I plead with you to do it and do it now. Thank you.
Thank you, Gayla. Do we have anyone else in the queue?
No.
Thank you. We will now move on to agenda item 4, consent agenda. 4A, approval minutes for the regular meeting of September 6, 2022. 4B, bid awards, professional services, contracts, and amendments. And 4C, consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have any comments from the public again? Do we have anyone that wants to, commissioners, do we have any questions on the consent agenda?
I do not have any.
Wait.
Nor do I. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item 5, public hearings and action. 5A, disposal of surplus property, fourth quarter 2022. I'll call for a motion.
Based on staff recommendation that the items are no longer necessary or useful to the district, I move that those items listed on exhibits A and B of the surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to policy in the fourth quarter of 2022.
I will now convene a public hearing on the disposal of the surplus property fourth quarter 2022. We have Hod Palmer with us. Hi, hi. And if should we have any questions on the report, on the request? I don't know one of you. Commissioners?
I just have one question. On exhibit A, the second vehicle on the first page, or the first vehicle, talked about purchasing it out of the 2021 budget. That's a typo, or can we actually use the budget from a previous year to buy something? We carry money over?
Yeah, that's a... Sorry. Oh. Mark Stevens, Transportation Services. I believe that's a typo.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
It makes sense.
Oh, an educational opportunity for me to keep spending money.
Well, is that the one that had a lot of miles on it?
I don't know.
No, the one that was over 100,000 miles.
Good catch, Commissioner. I mean, Commissioner Logan. Sorry.
It's just a small thing. Yeah, it did have a lot of miles, 110,000. I have no other questions.
You have no other questions? I will now close the public hearing and call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item six, CEO General Manager Report.
I do have a few items to share with the room this afternoon. First, out of our distribution and engineering group, during one of our recent substation inspections, we noticed one of the high side 115 kV bushings seemed a little high. It was discovered that the gasket was leaking. This kind of failure could lead to a catastrophic failure of the substation transformer. The new substation transformers cost over $1 million and have a now 3-year lead time. Substation was taken offline and a new bushing was installed. And I share this just to emphasize good inspection and maintenance practices are so important for us to continue. Even more so now than ever, not just from a reliability standpoint, but supply chain costs and delays and so on and so forth. From our customer and energy services group, this will follow up to one of the items that was discussed this morning. The customer debt of over 120 days old dropped by another 15% at the end of August, closing at $6.6 million. That number had reached over $12 million in August of 2021. So this reflects a reduction by almost a half year over year. This would not be possible without the CSRs, who we honored earlier, working with customers on the phones and the offices and all the other contact means to negotiate repayment plans that include upfront good faith payments and mutually beneficial repayment plans. In our energy efficiency area, as we transition it to the fourth quarter, we're seeing a lot of new projects move from development into deployment while other large projects are closing. A couple of examples, we just closed a large wastewater strategic energy management project and the report of savings of over 4 million kilowatt hours, which is significant. All in all, currently tracking to finish this year at or above 110% of the Energy Independence Act target, which is especially beneficial as this is the first year of the biennium and we are doing it in an ever-changing market. Regarding community support, we are anticipating news from Commerce next week on our potential allocation of the $100 million budget proviso for utility arrearages. Once we receive our allocation amount, we will work across departments to finalize our plan for disbursement and communication. From the point of allocation, we will have 2 weeks to report back on our plan to fund four funds to be distributed by December and subsequent reporting in March of 23. We're excited to see more than a year-long process come to a conclusion and to have funds in customers' account shortly thereafter. Good news, we are ready, and this will provide a significant relief for our customers and our total debt absorbed during the pandemic. And from our facilities, generation, power rates, and transmission, all major construction on the Quanco biogas generation site in Monroe is complete, and commissioning of the new thermal generating system is online as of Wednesday, September 7th. The new generator produces up to 675 kilowatts of clean energy. A follow-on project for an iron sponge gas scrubber is planned for 2023 to remove a high concentration of toxic and corrosive hydrogen sulfide to the digester gas production steam. And hot off the press in our IT group, Mark Rossin, who is our works in our IT group, was surprised at today at the SAP for Utilities conference in San Diego. SAP and ASUG, America's SAP Users Group, recognized Mark and the district as a purpose-driven utility. They recognize Mark as an industry leader that moves the user group forward through sharing SAP opportunities, projects, and successes across the industry. Mark is well known in the industry. The district benefits from his knowledge and contacts. He works tirelessly to build connections with which help us and our peer utilities push SAP for solutions based on our strategic goals. So a huge kudos to Mark and the entire Grizzly's entire IT team. We touched on this morning, Brenda White and I met with Snohomish County Exec Summers last week. Great meeting, and it's just, again, great to see the continuing and growing collaboration that we have with Dave and his team at the county. We had the ribbon cutting at Hope Works, which is an extremely fun event, and got a great tour and explanation of all the cool things that Hope Works is doing in our community, and it's just really fun and exciting to be a part of that. And then I was just going to mention, I was at an NWPPA executive committee and board meeting in Utah. We spent a day and a half on strategic planning, and we'll continue to hone the plan to be finished up and ready to deploy at the end of the year and into 2023. And that is it, and open for questions.
Congratulations, Mark.
I just had one question on the, was that an MBA? So. Transformer, the one that
oh yeah, it was yes.
Do we still have two on the pads?
Extra 115 kV. Guy, do you know? I know we have spares. I'm not sure.
I'm just curious.
We do keep an extra transformer, okay. But we also have our mobile subunits that we can
That's
move
right.
in a
You're
mobile
right. yeah,
situation.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Guy.
I guess we should really be very thankful that we didn't have a rail strike. Railroad.
Oh,
I mean, with so many already in line delays, that would have been really bad.
Yeah. Yeah. The transformer supply chain issues will, you know, we are in a moderate place now, but. There's still a lot of risk, and especially in an area like ours, which is continuing to grow.
Yeah.
And back to the conversation around electrification and further electrification of EVs. So, yeah, it's an important piece for us.
And winter doesn't hear you.
That's right. Storm season.
Yeah.
Our team's doing a fantastic job managing through the challenges of the supply chain. Yeah.
I believe I asked you already. No other questions, Commission? Yeah. We will now move on to agenda item 7A, Commission reports.
Only thing I have is I went to the Home Works event to dedicate the new solar chargers. Watch John cut a big ribbon with a big scissors. But she didn't, you know, luckily.
Didn't lose a finger.
No.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed the microgrid tour in Arlington. We had a good turnout, and a lot of people worked really hard to make it happen. So I was really grateful for that. That's just such a fascinating project. I want one of those trees in my yard, you know, one of those solar trees. Probably only costs about $500,000 or more. Oh my gosh.
We will now move on to Commission Business 7B, Commissioner Event Calendar. Let's see. Do we have any corrections or changes to be made, commissioners?
I do not.
No, we get to the.
Let's move on to agenda item eight, governance planning. 8A, our governance planning calendar. You said you had a comment on this.
See, what was it? Trying to find the right place here. There is one event I really love to attend. That's a different old one. That's a different calendar.
Was.
Are you talking about the Public Power Council and FINA meetings?
No, it was before that. Let's see.
So.
So we went back to the event calendar.
Commission event calendar?
Yes.
Is that where you were?
Yes. I saw Mr. Logan's name, but I had been wanting to ask if it's possible to attend that as well.
Is it the Economic Alliance Public Officials or something?
Yes.
I believe we have you scheduled for that already.
Yeah. Did you already send me a message?
We just haven't changed it yet. Changed the calendar in the packet before I heard.
Those are very interesting.
We will now return to agenda item eight, 8A, our governance planning calendar. Oh, I'm so looking forward to October 3 and the PM.
October which?
October 3 and the PM, we get to open our annual budget review. I'm sorry. That's a lot of work.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, I find it exciting.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when I was reviewing my packet the other day, and I'm thinking, oh, this folks have been working so hard.
It has.
Yeah. Commissioners, do we have any other comments on our planning calendar?
Looking forward to the broadband. So great.
I'm looking forward to Qualcomm, finally.
That's been moved around. What date are we on?
27.
27, well, 27.
Yeah.
Okay, push it up to the rainy season.
You gotta wear your boots.
Yeah, I know. That would be.
I'll get my wellies out.
That'll be fun.
Is there any further business to come before the board this afternoon, John?
No.
Hearing none, it is 1:58 PM and we are adjourned.